You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Great!
What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to the Black Is Network. You are checking out another episode of the Black Is Break. In today's episode, we are discussing the backlash to the Aisha Curry comment about classy over trendy, wearing slutty clothing, you know, doing it for yourself versus validation. And then the homie Tash lets his frustration out about Riley Curry. So yeah, the crew for this episode is KC, myself, Tash, Toria, Shelby, and the other Chris. As you know, you can find all our episodes on the website blackisonline.com. You can also check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, any place you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. If you want to leave any feedback, you can also email us at KC@blackisonline.com. The voicemail is 323-455-4219. Twitter is at Black Is Online. Facebook, Black Is Magazine. We did get a 5-star review on iTunes that I want to read and shout out to the homie Spirit G. So much excellent content. Appreciate that. If you're looking for a one-stop network with some of the best content around, look no further than the Black Is Network. The Break is an excellent roundtable discussion show on many interesting topics. I'm a huge fan of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. The candid sports talk between Chris and Jonathan keep me entertained for hours. And there are so many other shows on this network that are sure to entertain. Check it out. You won't regret it. Spirit G. Shout out to Jermaine. Always appreciate it. You know, we're big fans of him. With the Hoopla Show and Fair Game Podcast. Make sure you check him out at the G-Spot Podcast Network. You can find him on iTunes, Stitcher, all them same places. Always appreciate your support, man. Once again, we always appreciate your support and hope you enjoy the show.
Aisha Curry's comments, because we're kind of already on the periphery of that. So, okay, so Steph and Aisha Curry, this year's Black Darlings, I would argue, 2015 Black Relationship Darlings.
They done, Ebony's couple of, you know, yeah.
And I feel bad because it's going to make people more hungry and more anxious to tear them apart.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But they actually come off as like the antithesis of everything we've seen when we see pro ball players and their wives. They come off as a couple who they're young. They actually love each other. They have two kids. They're happy. Right. That's the image that they've put forth in the media this entire year, be it true or not. Man, I say
the
that
kid
because
is a brat. Did you say that?
I hope. Or Riley?
I hope. You know what? Riley is confident. And that's going to pay off for 25-year-old Riley. That baby
is minding her own business. Girls. Just leave that baby alone.
I hope nothing happened to him, man. Or them.
Right.
I hope it just stay the way it is and just be like, you know.
To me, they're above the fray on this whole situation. Like, she tweeted, as she was reading fashion magazines, that everybody likes to be naked right now, and she likes to keep it covered for the one who matters. And she'll, the line was, I'll choose classy over trendy every day.
Right.
Or yeah. any day. Totally. And that yeah. shit got lit up by all levels of yes. social media, articles coming out, yeah. judging her for being so judgmental. And here's the thing. I sat down with a good friend of mine, Tiffany Longwall, who's a sociologist, and she's who I go to when we these kind of topics come up, because I love to hear her perspective, because we're usually on opposite sides. So she enlightened me in the place where she said people could read into Aisha's comments as being completely judgmental. Because the moment you say, this is what I would do, even right. if you don't say, that's what y'all doing, right. in saying this is what I would do, you are saying that's what y'all are doing. And right. she said, then girl, she had the crying face emoticons. We all know what that means when you got that crying face emoticon, because you laughing at people.
Right.
She said, so people would take that as, you know, this is what I'm doing, and this is what y'all bitches over there is doing, and some of y'all bitches should be shamed. And I said to her, I said, well, some of the bitches should be shamed. But
guess what? If those women were confident, nothing Aisha said would have made you feel any kind of way.
Right.
One constant. Because there's some confident, quote unquote, sluts. Uh-oh. That could come back,
right?
And which be like, but some very confident hoes like shit, but Steph like it, and right? Wouldn't feel about it,
right?
The only
right.
people that felt some way about it was the one struggling with their confidence,
yeah, their so internal judge,
and trying to keep up with
the hoes,
yeah. Own it. Don't be in the middle and asking us to cheer for you when you ain't even cheering for yourself about right. being a slut.
It's
and
the
other and thing, not being judgmental.
What is it? It's the hit dog collar.
It's the
syndrome.
Hit dog collar, right? It like, if you own it, own it.
Yeah.
But if you feeling lightweight, how am I going to back you up in being a slut? But low-key, you hurt because this bitch that you don't even know
right.
said, I choose trendy over classic.
And part of it has to do with how you view her, which is
if
not her
your
fault.
Bills and your life is going, yeah. then you like shit.
Right.
And I choose trendy.
Right, but it's not.
Trendy works for me. Classy
works
for
you.
Exactly. Trendy works for me. And if I got a secret on your nigga, I'd be like, and it really works for me. So, I don't want to hear it.
Exactly. But it's not her right. fault either how she's viewed. Like, I got into this conversation with my boy Bird, and he was like, she's coming from such an uppity, arrogant place. And
no,
I said, you really
not.
Think she is? He
now,
was like,
this is a
problem. He was like, he said, this is like, because he and I have different ideas when it comes to circumcision. And he said to me,
a circumcision.
Yeah. He said to me, this is like if I said to you, people are out here having plastic surgery on their children's penises, and I choose to let my child make a choice. He was like, that's offensive to everybody who circumcises. I said, no, that attempts to be offensive to everybody who circumcises. But I don't question my decision to circumcise my child. I'm completely confident in that choice.
When
so you making that statement
yeah,
doesn't faze
me
at all.
Any kind of way.
Exactly.
Unless
exactly.
I'm insecure about how I'm feeling about
yeah.
that.
And then so, our other friend, that. Terry, chimed in on when I posted about Aisha Curry, and I loved her point because she's a mother of three. She said, I got three daughters, and on a spectrum of slut to saint, I know which way I want my girls to lean. And having been in various positions on that spectrum myself, I know how it feels to be on either end, and I just know what my preference would be. And in that regard, we can't get mad at Aisha. Like, what's wrong with saying, this is what I stand for. You know what I mean? If we want to be all behind everybody who's like, I'm a slut, then why can't you get behind somebody who says I'm not?
And whatever, when you're confident behind your choice at the end of the day,
right.
when you're confident behind it, it does not matter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I right. look at the girls that have come through, when I look at schools and stuff like that, there have been some that's been about it, but their confidence didn't shake anything. And at the end of the day, that's what you're going to need. You're going to need confidence as a saint, because people going to be like, why are you so homie? Why are you so
God,
this?
Why
you that?
Don't try nothing.
Why
you
doing this?
You a square.
But the square girl that could be like, I'm square and I'm proud of it,
right.
ain't nobody going to fuck with her. Yeah. And the one that's a slut, like, yep, I slept with his brother, and his cousin. Ain't nobody going to fuck with her.
Right.
The only people they fuck with are the people that's questioning who they are.
Right.
So that's to be a woman is to embody whoever you are. And really, I don't think men should have a comment on that shit any damn way, because
well,
she wasn't
think,
talking to y'all anyway.
I don't think that's true. Okay, well, real quick, what I was initially going to say is different. I actually want to make a
right.
comment about what you just said, Toria, because that's not true.
What's not true?
Because it's not about confidence. If you're a hoe, like a for real one, like if you really are fucking multiple people.
If I'm a for real hoe, I'm not a hoe. I'm sleeping with men that I like. That's so confidence.
However you...
I might say you're lame because you don't know how to give it up and enjoy yourself.
Whatever the semantics of it are, whatever the semantics of it are, it follows you differently. Juice. And that's the bottom line.
But see, I can only be a hoe if I'm questioning that.
That's not... It's not an issue of questioning.
You know what it is? You know what it is, though? It's, I think what you're saying and... It's the male gaze.
That's what I'm talking about.
We can't act like we are not viewed through a particular lens. Exactly. We are. That's why language.
We
like,
are, and the and male gaze taken exists. On by women. So it's the men with the male gaze and the women who take
it
on
is,
the male
but
gaze.
Exactly. It only impacts a woman who That's has not become completely confident.
That's not true.
Any one the of these men at this table could call me a slut, and guess what?
But that's because
it doesn't
you,
shape me.
That's because you know you're not one. But for a woman who, let's say, maybe likes to wear a slut uniform, but doesn't feel like she's actually a slut, in the fact that she will rock out that way, there are going to be people who judge her just based off of what they see. Whether or not that
We're
impacts
all, but
her.
I think we all be judged
but wait,
at
let me
some
just,
point.
Let
this
me,
is true.
I mean?
This is true. You have no... The thing is, we don't know... The person who is being... The person who is offended has no control over the offender's intentions. And the person who, the offender has no control over the offended's response to right. them. So it's kind of like you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. Right. I just think.
Are they right for doing that? Absolutely not. Right. Like when little boys, 13, 14 are calling girls hoes, bitches and sluts. I can't completely hold a 13-year-old responsible for her confidence. Right. Because I can't really hold my 21-year-old self for confidence because I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. But at some point, the only thing as women that's going to get us through is being able to truly love and value ourselves, because we can't wait for society to embrace us and accept us. We got to accept ourselves first, because that ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah.
That's
kind of
idealistic, though. You know, like what?
There's a valuing of self, but to me, so much of that is internal, not external. Like, I'm not somebody who will ever buy when a woman tells me, you know, I did all of this, my hair, my nails, everything looking good. I did that just for me.
Right. I don't buy that either.
No.
And I'm not talking about that shallow love.
Right. Because we're
human
beings.
You're going to have to get broke off. You're going to have to get broken down, cheated on, dragged through the dirt, called holes and sluts before you can truly understand you're none of that.
Right. But we're human beings. A lot of what we do is for other human response and interaction. So you're not rocking Louis Vuitton just because you think the shit is hot. You want other people to also
But you
notice.
Evolved past that. I went through that stage. I'm not saying you're going to just
No. But I'm saying just in general, whatever we do, you know, me putting some color in my hair, somebody going to get their nails done, somebody wearing whatever. We all do things to get other human responses, and we can't, you know, whenever you try to say that you're doing it just for you, you're doing it for you, yes, but you're also doing it because you want people to respond
to you. But I do think
at
some point, the true platform of being a woman is when you do start doing it for yourself.
Yeah,
and that's where
like,
we're
there are
all
some
working.
Things that I just do for myself. I don't
we are working to
getting
to that place.
I don't ever buy that. I think we all do things that are for ourselves.
I really don't.
Yeah, I think we all do things for ourselves, but I do think that part of what we do is because we want to garner a response from other people. I'll just never buy that. You'll never convince me that you get up in the morning and make yourself look pretty just for you.
It might be for you, but it's also for you. I think
and
when
your
the
man
world
and anybody
but I
else
will
just
say
to appreciate
when
it.
You've been when there's going to come a time, maybe not. But there will come a time in your life when you realize, I've got to do it for me. Because when you're doing it for everybody else, there's
no
guarantee that they will accept you.
No, I'm not saying doing it for everybody else in lieu of you. You're
right.
doing it
No, but
for
I'm saying you got to get to a
but
point.
But you're also doing it because other human beings respond to you. If other human beings
but that's what
have
I'm saying.
No response
I think there's
to
a,
the things that
there's,
we do.
I feel
so
just
what's
as...
an example of something that you do for yourself that has no bearing?
It has no bearing on how anybody else responds to it. You give a shit one way or another.
My hair. Absolutely the way I do my hair, whether it's pressed or whether I do my own two French braids or whether I do twists, I do my hair for me. And I don't always, and believe it or not, I don't always get compliments on my hair. I mean, I think I be doing a great job and I think my hair does a great job.
Like if I'm
but
looking at it,
I don't always get, it's not like a guarantee that because I get my hair pressed, I'm going to get a compliment.
No, it's I'm not saying it's a key. But at the same time, you get your hair done and you style it because it makes you feel good. And you know you will look good when you step outside your house.
But I like to, okay, so here's the thing. Yeah. When I make this plate of food for myself, I plate it like I'm in a restaurant. I live by myself. I eat by myself.
Right.
If someone comes to my house, I plate the food the same way. If I'm going to plate it for somebody else, I'm going to plate it for myself. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying I do the same thing with myself. I don't get dressed in the morning like... I'm not thinking about how someone else is going to respond to me. If someone gives me a compliment, I am 100% grateful, but that is nowhere near my mind.
No,
when I wake
but you
up.
Know,
and
when
it
you
might
put,
be why I'm single. Yes. But no, I 100% but you know when you put yourself for Shelby in the morning,
right? But you know when you put Shelby together and she looks good, you step out your house with a little bit more confidence, and anybody who sees
but
you
myself,
can appreciate.
Though,
that.
But I feel
I don't
that.
Think it I wouldn't deny we don't all go through that stage, but I do believe every woman should anticipate being getting to the stage where she does it solely for herself.
I don't buy and it.
I agree with you.
And I think that's it. Called actively loving yourself, because guess what? What it's going to take to get you there are the letdowns for the people that you're doing
I don't
it
buy
for
it.
In the society.
I just don't buy it.
I mean, we're going to agree to disagree.
Because I don't buy it. You're not doing it just for... You're not doing it just for other people. And that's where you guys are not hearing me. I'm not saying you're doing it with the sole purpose of seeking other people's attention. No, you're doing
either.
It. You're
I'm
doing it
either.
For you. But the, you're what doing it. You're doing. I can't even balance it like that.
Is,
honey.
You put like 90-10?
No, I can't even put percentages
well,
on
I'm
it like
saying,
that. But part of being a human being is part of our interactions with people
but
and
I,
their responses
what I'm
to.
But when you've gotten let down enough by the reactions of other people, you realize
that doesn't change. The
it changed for me. Then I will say for me.
That doesn't change.
For
the
me. For me.
I
maybe not for all women, but for me.
I don't buy it.
I think on
I buy it from. I ain't selling it. Look, I ain't selling it. But I do know.
I think on principle, I agree with Kim that even if you. Make a decision for yourself, the decision kind of had a factor of yourself in a world with other people in it,
right.
And their reaction.
Jordans
but,
would
but
not, no fashion designer would
but,
make money if that shit was not a real thing.
No,
doesn't
no.
exist. I'm just saying, I don't
say,
believe that nobody will ever get to a point where they evolve and say, I completely can be who I am without ever expecting to be accepted or high-fived by anybody, because
okay.
we've
no,
all been
that.
Let down
yeah.
by people. And I think when you're let down and hurt and broken and you go through fire, divorce, separation, whatever it may be, all those things that you realize you were doing for the acceptance of other people, then you realize, like, you
no,
know what?
Yeah.
I better be 100% solid
this. So
with
here's
myself.
The second point.
Because
I'm with you. No, no,
you're
here's the second
rejected.
Point of my
I get
point.
Rejection.
Here's the second half of my
yeah.
point. I'm with Kim for that basic fundamental thing.
Yeah.
But the second part of my point is I felt like when Shelby said, like, sometimes I do my hair for myself and people really don't like it. And I do it because it makes me feel good. Like, and I don't get compliments on this particular look. I realize that even though she's making the decision for herself, and I don't think that decision is devoid of consideration of her living in a world with other people, there are times when you realize that the world is telling you they
and,
would prefer you this way.
Right.
And you're going to get tired
and
of that. That's
right.
what I'm saying.
Like,
there's going to become
own,
a point in right. your life where you will get tired. I'm not going to lie. I went yeah. through that. I went through that. Hair done, nails done, Louis bag, this, that. There's going to be a point where you say, you know what? I just
BMW.
Love... I love BMW, right? And I'm going to tell you now, that shit runs me ragged. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all saw me in some different shit, y'all saw me in some different shit, right? Without an explanation. You saw me in some different shit. But I think you're going to get tired of that. I think there comes a point in your life where you get tired.
If that ends up
worn.
Being what leads you, if
yeah.
that if your goal is other people's validation, then hell
other
yeah.
other people's validation, but or to, even not realize. Sometimes you don't even realize you were doing shit for the validation
for me,
of other
for
people.
For me, Toria, it's human nature to anticipate other people's validation at some point. Chris and I were having this conversation. We were talking
until
about
I think you realize that we're all human, and their validation is no more valid than who you validate.
But you still, but you still want it. But you still want it. You still want it. Even beyond the hurt and the pain, you still want your man to appreciate what you do and how you
look. Absolutely.
That's human.
Well,
that's human.
You do. But I think
But I do.
To me, that's human. And it doesn't mean that that is what leads the choices that you make. Not at all. But it's a human experience. Because as Tash said, we are in a world with other people. I think where the problem comes in is when you start to put somebody else's validation before your validation of self. And to me, that's where the whole Aisha Curry situation caused a bit of stir. If people didn't look at her as being this woman on this pedestal, pretty, married to a basketball player, successful, happy, all of a sudden her word held a lot of power over folks who weren't really feeling as strongly and about themselves.
That's what I'm saying. And there's going to come to a point where they're going to have some Aisha Curry juice. And guess what? 2-3 years from now, she might hit a brick wall.
Exactly.
In real life. I'm not saying that. I am the most humble person in the damn world, because I would be the one that told you 5 years ago, my shit don't stink. And God said, smell it. You know what I'm saying? But I do, and I still, and this is probably where we're going to agree to disagree, that there will come a point where you will recognize that you're no longer doing it for anybody else. And
no, that can't be what leads you. You do it for you.
And the aha moment is when people see how much you love yourself, you're going to naturally attract that
validation. You're
going to
get the validation that you want.
One question. Is this a woman thing? I'm serious. I swear to God, I'm serious.
It's not, because men do the same thing.
I want to be real.
It's the reason why these Jordans that just came out recently were sold out like crazy.
Okay,
the men are not buying the Jordans just for themselves. They want other people to see them wearing the Jordans. It's
right,
a statement.
Wait. Because like
back like in the box.
I like being clean. I like smelling good.
Right.
I like fading my hair. I do parts. I cut my own. I do all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like this. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. And I don't do it with the, I'm serious, man. I don't do it with the intent of somebody seeing me. I have never been like that. That's probably one of my biggest challenges in life.
But you know, people are going to see you. And if you look good and you smell good, that only works to your benefit.
On the real, though, I don't have that intent. That's just what I like.
And if validation really worked, how many times have some people told you you're beautiful, you're beautiful, or no, you're the right size, and you still don't believe it?
It's just it's the nature of human interaction.
But I think self-acceptance is way more valuable than that.
Of course, I'm not arguing.
No, but I'm just saying,
I don't think it's fair. I'm not arguing that point.
Like, if validation weighed that much, I mean, I won't even say that, because people are constantly seeking validation.
All the time.
But how many times, but when you lay down at night, you can go see your family and everybody in your house can tell you, you look beautiful, you're this, and you don't feel it. Right? Your husband, your boy, your boo can tell you, you're the perfect size.
How you feel about yourself will never, that's where the problem comes in. If you
and
put
that's what
other
I'm saying,
people's,
that's what trumps it at some
if
point
you
get
but
there.
That, but that's, the thing is, we're saying the same thing, but y'all are not hearing me.
But I don't think it's fair to equate me getting my hair done or getting dressed a certain way in the morning to the basic need for interaction and validation from humans.
I'm not equating it, but if you really think about
different.
It, it's
that's
not
so
really,
different.
It's not though, it's not really, Shelby. We all make decisions about what we want to do when we get up in our day before we step outside of our houses. We do it because we want to look a certain way.
Right.
Some days you want to look good, some days you want to look bummy. It doesn't matter one way or another. It's your decision.
I understand what you're saying.
For that day, right? But you're going to interact with human beings. Period, point blank. Unless you live in a bubble where you don't interact with other people. And to be appreciated, it might not matter to you. It might not matter to you at all. But it never hurts. It never hurts within a day to notice that somebody has recognized you. Or even if they don't recognize you, but you do know. For instance, we make decisions about how we dress depending on where we're going. Like this morning, I was running over to Fox Hills Mall, 8 o'clock in the morning. I ain't anticipate nothing except I'm trying to get in here and get out. Sweats, tennis shoes, hair out, boom. Now, if I was getting ready to go have dinner with Chris at, I don't know, anywhere, Laurie's the Prime Rib, the Stinking Rose, fuck, Red Lobster, I would have a completely different choice of dress based on where I'm going. Why? I'm with him. I'm going to be sitting across from him. Two, I'm amongst a whole bunch of other people. We're out. It's a night. So I make those decisions. And for both scenarios, I'm getting dressed for me. I'm making the choices that make Kim feel good. I'm putting on the outfit that I know Kim looks good and feels good and comfortable in. But I'm also thinking about my surroundings and who I'm going to be around when I'm in those places. Those things, to me, they just kind of go hand in hand. It's not a matter of, you know, I'm doing it just for me and only for me, and I'm not thinking about other people, or they got to validate me. That's not the case. It's just in our day-to-day interaction, we live in a world with other people. The choices that we make are usually influenced by those things, where we're going to be, who we're going to be around. The way you dress when you get up to go to the gym is not how you dress when you go to work. See, and there's a reason why.
But you're talking about social norms versus me trying to be like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's just a social norm. Like, people don't wear gym clothes to Lari's.
Exactly.
Maybe, but you know, might.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Might. Yeah. Somebody might.
Somebody might. I wasn't done.
Yeah.
Finish.
But I'm saying that, but then maybe someone does. And if they do show up in sweats, maybe somebody will look at them, or they'll, or maybe someone, you know, which
they're going to get a reaction like anybody
whatever,
else would.
But that's what I'm saying. Whether you walk in your best or
and
your
it just
worst,
depends on how much you value the reaction or not.
Just because people have opinions. And so what I'm saying is, I don't, when I get dressed in the morning, and like Toria said, I actually disagree a little bit with Toria. I don't even base it necessarily off rejection. I just don't have the energy for it. I just don't care anymore. So when I get up,
that's
in the
a
morning,
completely different perspective.
And
man,
I'm getting dressed.
I care.
I don't have the energy anymore to care whether or not somebody thinks that what I have on is
no,
trendy or acceptable.
Two
or any
fucks
of that.
About other so, people. I care about me.
So what I'm saying is, like,
that's self-care, self-preservation. I need to make sure my hair is conditioned so I ain't scratching all that.
Yeah,
I don't like to be funky, so I'm going to be clean.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, like...
Yeah, but you bring it up, like, when I go to... You're thinking of other scenarios, like, all right, I'm going out. What do I want to wear when I'm going out? You'll have them people who are like, what I wore to the motherfucking mall, I'm wearing the whole time.
Yeah.
And we'll wear that shit to work, out at a fancy fucking restaurant, and their percentage of just anything else besides them doesn't fucking matter at all.
And you know what, Chris? This is making me think of something else. It's validation on one hand, but it's also impressions, because I'm thinking about work. If I'm meeting a client for the first time, I have to keep in mind what I look like, because the first moment they see me, they're going to read me and make a decision as to whether or not they want to work with me. That's something we all think about.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And that's a little different to me, because that's the same thing as if I went into a doctor's office and the shit was dirty or the doctor was dirty. I'd be like,
okay, so right? For me, that's the same. Because to me, if your first impression of me is good, that's validating in the sense that I've presented myself professionally
and
we're going to work
and
together.
And maybe that's why we're different, right? Because there have been times where you can misinterpret validation, and the people you thought were validating truly weren't. And I think that's where we're disagreeing, because you may think you've been validated, and the more we keep living, we realize that some of the people we
but
thought
I'm not doing
were
it
valid-
for, but I'm not
I know
doing
you're not
it
doing you're not geared for validation or for the people, but I do believe that there comes a time in our life that we should all strive for, where we can look beyond that. Right? Where we're not necessarily, given the day-to-day work, there's a dress code that we all have to go by. And I was sitting here really trying to think, when do I try to change it up? I'm not going to go to the whiteboard breakfast and be smacking on fried chicken. I'm just not. Now, that might be one of the times where I'm like, I ain't going to let all you white motherfuckers sit me here smacking and eating the grizzle like I just did in front of y'all right now.
Right.
So on that point, yes. But as it goes about the slut shaming and owning who I am and all of that, absolutely not, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight. I think we have to keep living and keep living, and you find yourself getting more and more confident and more comfortable, where you're not totally aware, or you're not even, you don't put in half of the amount of energy as you did before. Who's going to accept
and the thing
it
and
is, who I'm doing
we,
it for.
We definitely fell off the slut shaming. So to bring it all full circle, to me, part of the reason why this even came up as the slut shaming conversation, I said, whenever somebody tells me they're doing all of this, getting dressed up, and it's just for them, I never buy that. And when we're talking about women who are dressing provocatively, Really, I never buy that. Well, because that's the whole point is to that's garner attention.
But that's right. Different. Okay, that is different. But I will tell you
how if they feel good about themselves, they're not expecting any validation.
Because I was about to say, but here I am getting ready to turn on my 40th birthday, right? And I keep holding this little jelly roll. But if a bitch can have her stomach and insist that I'm putting that shit on all day, every day, slutting it, whatever you want.
We talk about how it's different. I like to talk about how it's the same. And it's the same in your example about how you would probably attack chicken with white people.
And I was going to say, for the record, people out there, white motherfuckers don't mean that we racist. We just say it.
No. Right. And basically, what you were saying.
They eat chicken too?
Basically,
not the way we do.
Basically,
not the way we do, but.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, right. Basically,
peachy mom.
Right.
Basically, you were saying in consideration of a white gaze and what
I didn't say anything about gays.
Gaze. G-A-Z-E.
Oh, gaze.
How they might be.
We were talking about
Kim had brought up the male gaze.
The male gaze.
I can't pronounce it right. Yeah.
No,
like looking at staring gaze into my eyes.
Yeah, but in consideration of how white folks are viewing and looking at stuff from the white gaze.
Yeah, because that is the dominant
gaze,
view.
You would probably edit how you eat it, chicken. And you would probably be like, I'm not going to be all the way myself. Because I don't know how they'll take it or not. Or it was something that you mentioned. But in the same way, when women are considering the male gaze and how they are viewing them and how they dress, it's something that, you know, it's something that women oftentimes consider.
And I think it's part of our magic. That's why I'm not mad at it. Part of being the female species is we're the more beautiful of the two. So there's nothing wrong with donning that, with dressing it up.
That's true. I can't argue that.
That's part of who we are. But there's no problem with that. To me, there's no problem.
I don't think so either. I don't think there's a problem with doing
that. Dressing well, but there's a difference between dressing well and peacocking. And peacocking is when you're but if you get
there's a difference. I didn't say peacock.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with peacocking if that's how you feel it.
If you got
well,
it.
No. I just said there's a difference between the two. Yeah. I don't see a problem with any of it. Like, none of it's a problem.
Yeah,
it's
just, so if I came up to you and said hello and I had ball cleavage, you wouldn't talk to me or what?
Because that's socially unacceptable.
I'm just saying. But
you don't remember that? Oh, Mad TV? Yeah. No, look. But ball cleavage is when the balls is actually out.
Yeah.
They did that on Mad TV.
Yeah, I've seen those skits.
Because to me, even
that's on regular TV.
Because to me, even with the supposed slut shaming, if a woman wants to dress provocative and she's wearing it well, then by all means, do that. I feel like we as women should be able. I feel people. If you have something that you can flaunt. You know what I'm saying?
It is like you said, like how the male gaze, because what Taz brought up earlier, where it's like if a woman wants to wear, if she going out and she wants to wear something where half her ass is hanging out, you'll have those women who are like, I like this dress because it looks good on me. I like the breeze hitting my ass, so I'm wearing it. But that's it, because I like it, I'm wearing it. Then
she also knows people are going to enjoy her in it.
But she don't care. But then you'll have other women who are like, I know I'm going to get some attention wearing this dress, so I'm going to wear it. So when you get called a hoe, that woman is like, and gets defensive. Whereas the other one is like, bitch, I wore this because I liked it and it looked good on me. Right. I like the way it felt. I don't really give a fuck what you say. And that's just, and it goes back to me because I'll give you the opposite when it comes to men. The dude who was on fucking Iyanla who like had like 40 kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about that guy.
Right. Yeah. I think this is the problem that women ask us. How many men are like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Of his inner circle
of
are like,
peers.
Dude, if that's a woman, like you said with the slut shaming, she brought it up, all these women are like, what the fuck, and just comment. If it's the other way around, the guy, a lot of guys ain't going to say nothing. We're going to be like, well, that's just what he does.
Because that's the double standard.
But how many people in his circle? But how many people in that circle?
No, this dude had like 36.
But I mean, how many men, right? Yeah. But if that story, like, if he comes out, how many men are going to go at him and be like, are going to, like, let him know that that's not right and we don't, we not cool with that? Versus if it's a, if that, if that's a woman, no, it, crazy. No, no, no. But if it's a woman, if that's a, no, but if, it, if it's a woman, all the women coming on them and all the men are coming on her. If it's a man
coming on her.
I mean, well,
not like that.
Yeah, but, I if, think yeah, but if it's, but you, the, you'll have the, some women, you'll have some women because you got women who are okay with, you'll have some women who will come on, who will comment that that's not right, but you're not going to have the same amount of men that are like, yo, that's not acceptable. Yeah. They'll just
but
be
see,
like,
part
well,
of, part of the reason why Aisha caught the slack that she did is because she said it on social media. And when you say stuff on social media, because everybody runs their mouth and puts their opinions out on social media, and you're a public figure, you're going to get backlash, be it good or bad. And so that's, to me, just, you know, it's not so much an L on her. She knew that she was tweeting.
She needs to get backlash for how she did.
Hey, I got one. I got. Stop. I got. Stop.
She what?
I got another
you
question.
Want to get into the mic?
She used to get backlash. That little girl's too much of a. No one else is annoyed. Okay, so I get annoyed with kids who are a little too entitled.
Hey, I got
hey,
one
public,
question.
I just, topic. I just when I see them, be like, this little is a bratty. Kid. I get annoyed with bratty kids.
What are you about to
call? With bratty kids and. Look, I love seeing a black father have his daughter, like, let's talk about AI, and when he used to have his
kids,
his,
with the
his
beads.
Kids, yeah.
Beads and beads.
I mean, I love that, so I don't have any problem with that. I have a problem with how disruptive and a brat and a princess this little girl is.
You think she's a princess?
Hey, I got a question.
I feel as if we're going to shame somebody
children.
For something, why don't we shame her for fucking raising a princess?
I'm going to tell you.
Hey, I got a question.
We can't shame anybody on parenting because the true mark of good parenting is the kind of adult your child turns into. We can't right, say right, shit right. till Riley's 21.
That's true.
If she ends up like Bobby
no
Christina,
kid. Yo, what's his
then
name?
Okay.
Ayanna,
I got a question. wait.
Aisha Kerr.
Before we jump into something else,
do your thing, because I ain't got no fucking kids, and I know what's up.
Would you represent Riley Curry? Because she's into like commercials and shit. Would you?
Was it too soon? I said if she turns out like Bobby Christina, then we can get on Steph and Aisha.
I got another question. Hey, I got one question
here. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Chris just asked me if I would represent Riley Curry.
Because she's a brand.
She has commercials.
I asked her,
would I represent Riley Curry?
Hey, before
and
you
honestly,
answer that question.
I would have to take the meeting. Huh? I would have to take the meeting with her and the parents to know for sure.
You would say no.
But honestly, I'm likely to say no because I don't think her parents have any control over her. I think she's running the show.
Hey, before we go on anything else off topic, because Kim was saying about people buying Jordans, is it all right if I get them? Because I at least grew up with the dude.
I didn't agree with her point.
Because I know who he is.
No, she's equating like you rock Jordan because you love specifically Jordans. I like this brand of shoe. It feels good on my feet. I rock with it, and that's it. Versus people who are like, I'm buying Jordans because they're Jordans.
Yeah, but I
and
thought her point was you buying them because of how people will look at you when you have them
right.
on the gate. And I didn't particularly agree with that. Some people can geek out on something and get so much enjoyment from it and not be worried about the conspicuous aspect of it, how it looks to other people, and just buy it just because they love it.
Yeah, I mean, out of the people who are always in line for all them things, I think there's a small percentage who are like, you know, you got the collectors who are like, I'm not even wearing the damn shoe.
Exactly.
But there are people who are buying because I always got them, and I wear them because I like how they fit on my foot. And then there's the rest who are just like, they Jordans. So I'm going to just get them because somebody else going to want these shit. So let me get in line and get them first.
I'm a collector. Like, I have a bag full of G.I. Joe action figures that I ain't even opened up in the box.
I wish I did that thing.
I have that right now. When I seen them at Target, I bought, like, the whole rack. I bought every last single one of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember a time. It just takes me back to a time that I enjoyed in my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I did it. I got it. Almost everything I have, right, it has you. A significance yeah, behind right. it. You know what I'm saying? So it had, like, you know, when people say about collecting stuff and buying, like, in particular the Jordans, like, I collect them. I mean, at least I could say I seen the guy play. I know who he is. Right. I collect them.
Right. You're like, a collector. You're
yeah,
a
geek, I'm a collector.
Out
yeah, yeah.
On it so much.
On a lot of
yeah,
stuff. They never forget. I have. That's but not the only but, thing that I do. But, yeah. Like,
a, even if you didn't, it's a brand. So if you like them, you like them.
Yeah.
Just, but I, there's a difference. Just like them. Yeah, there's a difference between Jordan people who buy them and never wear those things. Who will buy them and like, I'm not wearing these out because they're collector items. Like, they're not making these ever again.
Yeah, that's an investment.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that between somebody who's like, I'm buying them and they that just, and rocking these shits.
They gonna sell them later or something? Cause really I wear mine. I'll be sporting mine.
Yeah, I think
Riley's
so.
Sweet, and I think that it's unfair. Tash, would you feel the same way if Riley was a little boy?
She's just a kid, man.
Thank you. Cause you know, I was about to say the same thing. I think people are being too hard on Riley because she's a little girl. And they think she's supposed to sit there and be cute. No, she's not sitting there
look,
being cute.
That's
no,
like, that's
I,
like.
Actually.
Like, that's just.
I no, mean, you know what it is? I actually enjoy. Oh, sorry.
That's like.
I actually enjoy the fact that she has, like, that she's brash and she does what she wants. Like, you don't ever want to kill that in a kid. Like, because, like you said, Chris, she's just a kid. I think my problem was more just like the forum. Like, there's people who are there trying to do their job, trying to go home, actually worried about what's for dinner. Like, don't have a help service.
So I wasn't
or no, wait, or like,
it ain't her fault.
And it's unprofessional for her father to like have his kid run amok in a press conference when other folks are like, yo, oh, like, they're asking him questions, but all they care about is going home, following the story, and, like, reading a story
whatever,
for their, put their child to sleep.
But, Tash, that doesn't mean...
No, right. Because their light skin right. is probably why they're better than maybe the rest of the problems. Negroes in the league.
Right. What? Right. See, Tash, let the truth be known. When the truth comes out, it's always
the damn light skinned people.
Hey, look.
But
look.
That's still a sweet little girl. Just because her parents haven't said, hey, stop interrupting the press conference, doesn't
she
mean
makes
she's
more
not
interesting.
A sweet
she's
girl.
Old enough to know when to stop, though.
If
like,
someone
way
tells
up,
her,
I feel blessed.
Right. And that's why.
You get me mad at her.
That
she
shit
blessed.
Was hilarious.
You get me mad at her and feel blessed. Right.
No, look,
and
she,
the other part of
she
that
got
is,
more personality. Listen, he asked me, would I represent her? She has more personality than a little bit.
And you would represent her.
I'm not entirely sure. Her
yo, she parents, thought the conference was because
you don't represent. You don't ever represent the kid. You represent their parents.
Hey, look.
I don't ever. I don't. I'm not sure, entirely sure that her parents.
I'm doing you like Riley did. I'm young.
Hey, check
those
it out.
That
hey,
kids
hey.
Is.
You know what's a trip though, Tash, man?
Look.
We know someone that you know. Her daughter is. The baby is one, not even two yet. This little girl is no. Not at all. Not at all. I'm never gonna ever say names about babies involving babies. But it's close friends, personal.
Mamas appreciate that.
Personal. No. She's not a bad kid. You know, kid like me. Look, kids, man. You can't fault kids.
Thank you.
Until after a certain, you know.
Right. I don't.
But. You can't fault kids because that's their way of learning things, right? That's the way a kid learns, you know what I'm saying? They do things like if a baby goes and wanna run into the damn cabinet, you know what I'm saying? That's what they do. They kids. They doing silly shit,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
but
I'm
now
this to be
not
provocative.
No. I understand, but look, when you trying to talk to a kid and discipline a baby, that you know what I'm saying, like they supposed to just understand and know what the hell you saying to the baby, then you got a problem. Because if you're trying to tell the baby like, god damn it, stop, you ain't supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying, like talking to him, motherfucker, you better, you know, get your shit together, like, man, that's what kids do. You getting frustrated
right.
because
you're
the
right.
baby ain't, you know,
that's the kind
they
of representation
understand.
You would get from Taz.
You know what I'm saying? They can't understand. They can't, because all they know is, I'm a kid. I'm exploring. This is new world to
how
me.
How old is Riley? Three?
Hey, look.
Talking about
that's
it,
still
like
a baby. Hey. That's yeah. still a baby, man.
I think her parents have control. But I, no, I, as
not
a,
control.
As a
control
sports,
is the wrong word
fan,
to use with a child. It's not
as
a dog.
As a sports head,
you know
I
mean?
Heard yeah. I heard this, that people are like, no, no, I said as a if I was a sports writer, as a sports writer for them, it is a little bit, it would be a little bit annoying because yeah. you're like, you're, I just want to get in and get
kid.
Out. Right. And I have to, you know, you pause and stop.
And
but I will, you know,
keeping me away from my kid?
But I will Ooh, say, I will Don't say when they Don't go, when they go far again, and I will be a little, I don't, I hope she makes an appearance maybe once. I hope like, okay, you gave her 15 minutes. She showed up. Now that she's popular, don't really bring her on again.
Yeah, and
you
why
know,
would you want your kid in a spotlight like that anyhow? That's a big question.
But here's the thing, though. If they knew ahead of time, like, yo, if I'm going to put Riley on 2 times, and then after that, she's about to get a damn commercial contract? Hey, I mean,
that's the problem, now we're hitting on something. Like, why do you need to get your 3-year-old a commercial contract? Has your 3-year-old personally expressed desire about their life's work being on television and wanting to be in commercials?
They just think she's cute enough to get on television.
Right.
What if she genuinely
or is it the
just
fulfillment
has
of,
that kind of a personality that we're catching on camera?
No, listen. First off, the kid. Well, let's be honest. This girl is a dynamic spirit. She got personality.
Right.
Let's be real.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I can give an example.
But then why are you like intentionally like holding up someone else's press conference in order to like?
If you're just trying to be natural in there. Okay, so I'll take you back to a time when I was with a friend. And we're both talking, boom, 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 at the same time. And at the time, the son was 2, turns to us and says, 2 people can't talk at the same time. So let's take this child and in a press conference and is observing the real shit that's happening and just blurs that out like, everybody can't talk at the same time. And they come like that every time. Is that a prince? Do you hush him?
No, no.
There are some kids who
If he has a little attitude and he's speaking to elders, you do say that was
He
funny.
Was checked. He it got checked okay. for doing that.
Right, because that's good parenting.
That's good parenting,
But the first reaction was like, whoa, did this kid say that? It's to laugh. Because it's real.
Yeah.
What is his baby's name? Riley. I think it has a lot to do with people's response to her that she keeps showing up. Her parents probably think it's cute more than anything.
Or
they don't give a fuck. But as long as they do have control, and I will use the word control, because they do feel like they have a decent amount of control of her in her house, then it's okay for her to play pretend. You know, you can play pretend out here. It's funny.
And those
people in that room, they don't give a shit about going home. They need that story. Right. Period. They need that story.
No, they do get.
People are there for the players.
They are there for the story.
They're there for the story, but now Riley has become a part of the story.
Exactly.
But she's also elongated. She's also taken up the time at which they could file the story because she's taking an added amount of time.
We have to give her space for the platform.
Let me tell you this.
Every fucking reporter in the world knows that you show up for it. It doesn't matter if that fucking player takes 3 hours to put his fucking pants on, they wait.
Let me tell you. Period.
You wait because you have to, not because you want to.
And then when something else delays your job even further because it's your fucking job and you're annoyed, you still go. But there was a point that she made. This is still
like 5 minutes. Maybe.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And let me tell you this. Let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else though too. It would be, if in fact they really nurtured, I feel more promising about her having a commercial career because then they're nurturing it. But it's almost as like they were just interested in her being a celebrity and famous.
No, but players have brought their kids out. Like, look, you can think of. Like, look at Chris Paul. Chris Paul has had his son at some of his press conferences. His son don't really say nothing at all.
Right,
but then his son ends up being in the commercial.
Yeah, right, but they're not. I just felt
but
as no, if,
but yeah. I will say this though. When you know you have a kid who is going to not sit there and be quiet, I personally would prefer like that that kid like would not be on. Don't bring him up. Right. Personally, like if you know your kid gonna sit there and run around the damn spot, don't bring him on. Personally, I like don't bring him on because we got to watch this.
Don't bring your bad kids in public.
Right, but I think he.
It's keep them at home.
She's not bad. She's busy. But I do agree. If she's not gonna sit on your lap and just sit there, then
if you can't whisper into her ear, like baby, just sit right here for now. Like this is it. It's gonna be another 5-10 minutes or 20 minutes, or daddy will finish early because of you.
But I think when they did it the first time and it caught on like that, I think somebody whispered in their ear like. But you can't help.
It's difficult though when kids are that age, even at like Eli's age, kids have the level of energy that we as adults, one, don't usually remember having, and two, can't understand because we're in such control of our bodies and our minds. They don't have the same level of control that we have. Even a well-behaved child. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and so that's just one of those things. I do see your point about them trying to make her into a celebrity because she had that one press conference that got so much attention, and then Steph brought her to, like, the very next one as if to say, hey, here she is again.
But wait till Tash has kids.
I want to see your perspective.
Yeah. What it's gonna be like. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. I'm going to call him Riley.
If there's an African version of Riley, then yes, you can call him.
Oh, nope. Lord. Riley.
An African version of
Riley.
They're
going to
be like, hey, Dad, how come she always calls me Riley? That ain't my name.
Riley, you holding me up
they
right
call
now.
You Auntie Riley. How Auntie Riley doing? Why you call that?
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Ass Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Ass Magazine, on Twitter at Black Ass Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackassonline.com. You can message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackassonline.com. Thanks again.